Just a quick follow-up to the first speaker today about board size. I do find it ironic, Chairman, that we've had some discussions around WA News where you've been vehement that four is the maximum and you wouldn't allow anyone else onto the board. You said, "No way, we can't have more than four." Yet, putting on a different hat over here, you're very happy to go to 11 just like that. And at the start of the meeting, we had explanations how we're losing Stuart Howe, and you've announced a couple of departures, the CFO's going, yet we have left it empty with the board. We haven't actually announced any retirements and rollovers, and now 11 is going to be too high. I think 9 would be a more sensible number. So you've done a few retirements at executive level. You've contradicted yourself on your position on WA News. And I'd like to politely put the comment to you, Chairman, that as you are the busiest man in corporate Australia, as you sit on 5 public company boards, including 3 chairs, you're also on the Nyrstar board, you're also on the Ferngrove Winery board, you're also chair of the old Western Power. So at the moment, you're dealing with a massive power crisis in WA. You're trying to fend off Kerry Stokes. You're doing this merger here. Can I just politely suggest to you that you are too overcommitted, and that if we are going to have to downsize, that I think you'd be a reasonable candidate in that regard.
Can I give somebody else a chance now?